We are on Daf Pei Dalad Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that Chachamim hold that a get that was written with a shear of chutz, right? Meteres l'chalodam chutz miploini, so it's a possible get. So the Mishnah says, Keitzad Yase, Yitlena imena v'yachze v'yitnena lo v'yoyma lo arei at muteres l'chol adam. So in order to be machsher this gerishin, you have to make a new nesine with a new amire. The first nesine was made with a posula amire. He had said, v'oma lo amagarish es ishtoi. We're speaking about, we had the get as a kosher get. Ba'omar lo, b'shas mesiri, said areyat meters l'chol odom chutz mipleini. So b'shas nesines haget, he had said that he doesn't want that the gerishin should be koyel everyone. So according to the Chachamim, it's apostle a gerishin. So in order to rectify, and to make it a, to rectify this and make it a kosher gerishin, he takes it back and he gives it over to again and gives it over to again and says, Zareh Materes Lacholodom. Man Tane. So, Lachayre Kan Sheilaben. Lachayre, why is it necessary to give it over again? Lachayre, the Nesine was a good Nesine. The problem was the Amire was not a proper Amire. So let him say now, Zareh Materes Lacholodom. Why do we need a new nesine? Mantana, Omer Cheskia, Reb Shimon ben Elozari, the sign Reb Shimon Elozar, Omer, Achi Yitlenlo, Heimeno, V'yachzer, V'yitnenolo, V'yoymolo, Haigitoch. Let us see Rashi. Mantana, the tzorich litloi Heimeno, he has to take it from her, V'loisagi ba'amire ba'alme, Sheyachzer v'yoymalo hareyat muteres l'chalodom. It's not sufficient to just be misaken the amire. Abshimen ben lozi beperik hazayrik omalo kinsi shtar chayivze. Now there we have a machlokes, Abshimen ben Elozo and Rebbe. There it says on that line, Chesem Adalef, we have a Baraisa. Let us just see for 1 second on that line, Chesem Adalef. We have here a Baraisa. It's four lines when the Gemara starts in the middle of the Amid. Tanya Nami Hochi, Omalo Kinsi Shtar Chayvze. Let us just speak about this case. So Rebbe said, when he had given it to her, he had said he's giving it l'shem shtar chayv, which is nothing. So now he should say, hagitach, and we use the previous amire. Abshimim ben Elozar aymer, lo ilam einiget, at she yitlen aymeno, v'yarze v'yitnenelo, v'yaymelo, hagitach. So it would seem, the machlokes, Reb Shimon Elozar and Rebbe is, does the Amire pasul the Nesine, or do you look at each one as a chelik of the Maise Gerishin, and the Nesine, you need a truk in the Maise Nesine. The Amire is supposed to explain the reason for the Nesine, so if there was not a good reason, he's saying, Kinsi Shtachoy, so you rectify the Amire. That's what Rebbe held. Reb Shimon ben Elozar seems to hold that since the Nesine was al pi this Amire, so it's not a Nesine shel Gerishin, so you have to make a new Nesine. So Lochere, so Chizkiya held that we have the same situation in our Mishneh. In our Mishneh, there was a Nesine Saget, and he said, now Mishnah, there was an Asinus Aget, and he said, Chutz Mi Pleini. So and the Mishnah says the only way it could be kosher if we take it back, and then he takes it back and gives it back and says, "Arei meteres l'chol adam." So that seems that our Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon Alo. So that's what Chizkiya said. What does Rashi say? Reb Shimon Alo zari b'perek hazeh kamo lakin tishtach ha'ivzeh. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu Teima Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan, so let us just say how Rashi learns Pshat in this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is addressing Chizkiya. Now, Chizkiya originated from Bavel, and we'll see Rav Kahane, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and it's called Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, also came from Bavel. So Rabbi Yochanan told Chizkiya, Afilu Teima Rebbe. Our Mishnah can go according to Rebbe, that over there by Kinsi Shtachoyiv, Rebbe holds one does not have to redo the Nesine. No, one only has to make an Amira, and that will fix the Gerishin. But our Mishnah, Afilu according to Rebbe, you have to make a new Nesine. Dilchain Omar, a Yid from Bavel, that's Dilchain, that means you, Chizkiya, you came from Bavel, there's another Yid from Bavel, Rav Kahane, he said, Shani Hoche, that this is different than Kinsi Shtachoi, Hoyil V'Kanosoi Liposol Boi Likuhune. Since she was kind of this get, that means when he said, Arei Meteres L'Chol Odom, Chutz Mipleini. So in Eben Ezer, the get was not matter anything. Masha'en came in Yeredeye, it asked to the Kahanim. She said, "Din Isha Grusha Me'isha, Afilayna Grusha Me'isha Lo Yikoch." The Isar of Reyach HaGet, that's also the Kahanim. So this is not totally in a heter. This is not totally in a heter. This alone, until there was no heter, no proper heter, abareya chaget, it is that asas lekahanim. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, so lemaise, the nesines aget over here accomplished something. That means this is a get lesser lekahune. Not a get lahatil alma, but it's a get lesser lekahune. So therefore, if it is some sort of a get that accomplishes something, so therefore she was kind of a get. That means there was a geirish in Lagabi Yisra Kohune. So she was kind of the get. Now, if she was kind of the get, so now, and she was kind of the get without becoming this garish. She didn't become mutter with this nesine. So now, in order to make a get that can create geirishin, we need a new nesine. He has to be kinder now to get from her, and he has to make now a new nesine. Bishloime by Kinsi Shtar Chayiv. So everything is still hanging in the air. That means nothing happened yet. Kinsi Shtar Chayiv means the Baal he made the nesine. Nothing happened. He didn't give L'shem Gerishin. So nothing happened yet. So we'll start making things happen. So say, Chogitoch. That will start the ball rolling. Now will come that this is a, the Nesine should accomplish Gerishin. But here, a Gerishin occurred already. Now you want to make a Gerishin occurred Lagabi Yisikune. Now you want to make a new Gerishin, so you have to be kind of the get from her and give it back to her. That's what Rabbi Yochanan had said. B'shem Rav Kahane. Let's see what Rashi says. Afilu Teima Rebbe. The Pali Kosham Alei the Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rebbe there is Chaylik. He holds by Kinsi Shtar Chayiv. It is not necessary to repeat in the scene. Dilchain Oma Rav Kahane Shohoye Mishel Ochem Mibavel Sh'ola L'Artziso L'Umay Teire Merabi Eichne. V'shol mimenu harbe dvorim. And Rabbi Yochanan had asked from Rav Kahane many shailas. That means, mitzadechad he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, mitzadach Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rav Kahane. So he told him, you know, Rav Kahane had said, all of Kama Rabbi Yochanan b'chol duchti dilchaynama, whenever we see Rabbi Yochanan said dilchaynama, he's speaking about, that means the Yid from Bovel, he means Rav Kahane. That's what he's talking about. Shani hoche, mishum hochi tzorech larzer belitloi. He has to take it back from her. The kanosoi b'nesina kamais, because she was already kind of a get. Liposol by the kahuna, so she can't use the previous nesina. It's her get now. You can't just add on something. Well, she's nizgarish lagabi yisakahuna. Hilkach, ilav dohodo shokelo mina, if he won't take it back from her, leimahani yamira, shrekva zochso boy, almenas nairishin, she was already zoiche. There was the geirishin was finished already. There was a geirishin lesser lakune. Aval, ahuda zoirek loizochso boy klum. So things are still in the air. Nothing happened yet. So memele, just the Amira was no good, so Rebbe holds, so I can make now the Amira, and this Amira will be Nitoisef on the Nesine, and Shetza Kosher again. Let us see Taisis. Omar Cheskia Reb Shimon Elozari. Hod Desanye Beperikame. The shliach did not say before I nichtav. He gave it over. Kate said yase, yitlena himeno, v'yachza v'yitnenelo. So there also, we have l'cheira, a similar situation. There was a nesina segat without a proper amire. Chazal wa masakana maybe get medin sam so shiema bafonei nichta fonei nechtam. And there it says if the nesina was done without the necessary amire, so there it says you have to go and take it back and give it over nachamol and say bafonei nichta. And there the Gemara doesn't make an asik because according to Shimon Loza, according to Rebbe, so Taisa says, Osi afilu kerebi. There goes afilu kerebi. The kiven shen nitain haget kehul chosoi min ha-teire. There it's a kosher get min ha-teire. Mashu aima acha nesina b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam loy hoya moyo klu. Now I think Taisa means as follows. That means, here we hear a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Cheskia, if the get accomplished a Issa Kahune, do we say that, no, Lagabi Issa Kahune, so she was kind of the get, but didn't accomplish, I mean, the get is Bekoyach to make Gerishin, it didn't make Gerishin yet, so, it didn't make Gerishin, so, according to Chesky, Alibe the Rebbe, you just need an Amira to add on to the previous Nesina, because there wasn't a Emesa Gerishin, it was only a Gerishin Lagabi Issa Kahune, it wasn't a Gerishin Lagabi Heta. So Lagabi Heta La'alme, we consider that, but the Nesina didn't accomplish anything yet, so I could add on to that Nesina with an Amira for Gittur. But here, Dachs Metaisvus is saying, if a person gives over a get, so minatayre, it's a kosher get, so it's hers and it's finished already. So now, if it's a real kosher get, lagabi hetel laume, so here Yizicha can't add on to say, well, it's, the Nesina was enigma yet, we could add on an Amira. Yeah, if there was a kosher get,
So the Nesina was nigma for sure. Kasha get mina teira. So now if you want, so the Rabbana, let's say, passed the Nesina's aget. But the mina teira is a kosher aget completely. So therefore, the Afilo Rebbe will also be made that you need a new Nesina. Because here there was a mina teira, a Nesina gemur. So I think Taisvis is saying the svara of Rabbi Yochanan that if the Nesina accomplished something, you need a new Nesina in Yesod. Chizki also is like that, but it matters how much it has to accomplish. So, but Chizki is saying, but that's what Taisvis is saying. But if it accomplished a Geirish and Gemur min HaTorah, Yizich have to make a new Nesina. You can't add on to that Nesina. That's the first Teretz of Taisvis. Boy, the shliach davkik sheyoymer b'shas nesina meidik daik. Now, Tais is saying a second teretz. Tais is saying that there's another need why we need a new nesina. Why we need a new nesina? Because the shliach is only medayik bedvoro b'shas nesina. Now, dachsech mir, according to the second teretz of Tais, so Tais holds that the emerson Rebbe holds whatever is missing in the Nesina. So we say, so the Nesina was not Nigmar yet. So he could always be Goymer it. The proper words were not said, or some Emelus, so he could always be Goymer it. So Taisus holds, so Midarabonon, it was the Nigmar the Geirishim, because I don't have a Biro of Befani Nichta, Befani Nichta. So now he could be Geimer. Theoretically, he could be Geimer now. But there's just another problem, that the Shliach is not Medayik Shaloi B'Shas Nesine. So I don't have a proper Amira. So that means the seriousness and the sincerity of the Shliach is only B'Shas Nesine Faget. So that is why it's Yachzer V'Yitnen Allah. Now, I'm just thinking out loud, L'chayre could be there's an afkamina between the first teretz and Taisvis and the second teretz of Taisvis. If you need a Nesina Kshayre, what'll be if he'll give it over and he'll put it on Gabi Karka? He's giving it over, but he doesn't give it in their hand. So L'chayre, according to the first teretz, Tachsach Mir, Midarabonon, it's apostle and Nesina, it's not. So you have to make over a new Nesina, and you can't add on to the Nesina Rishayna. According to the second Teretz, you could always add on, but you don't have the nemonis of saying b'fanei nichtav after the Nesina. So the reason you have to give over is only that it should be medayik b'dvorov. So for that you don't need a kosher of Nesina l'chayre, filofol, give it l'gitach agabi kaka, l'chayre should also be good. According to the second Taisus. The second Taisus. Rabbi Yechanan Oimer, Afilo Taimer, Rabbi Dulchain Oma. Mitoich Perish HaKuntres Mashme, Dulcheskia Rabbi Hoyoimekei. The Alokoi is going on Cheskia's memory. Lefisher Rav Kahana Hoyomi Bobo. Rav Kahana was a Yid that came from Bobo. Becheskia Gam Hu Hoyomi Bobo. He also was a Yid that came from Bobo. And Chesky was the son of Rabchiyah, so he also came from Babel. So Mamela, so that's Pshat, so Rabbi Yochanan told Chesky that there was another Yid from Babel that wishes to disagree with what you're saying. It doesn't have to go only according to Abshim ben Loz, not according to Rabbi. Ve'ein nira l'ri. So the Ri does not like this pshat at all, for many reasons. The mistome, k'sheposhet Rav Kahane l'Rabbi Yochanan kama sveikes sheshol. The Gemara says he came to Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a whole mice over there, but Rabbi Yochanan was very much in the spoil of the godless of Torah that Rav Kahane possessed, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan has Rav Kahane many shailos. Kedama Bagoizel Basra, Sochet Toysus says, Mistome Kval Nifke Cheskiye. Mistome Cheskiye was nifta ready. The ilu hoya kaim lehei shel svei koysav Rabbi Yechon merav Kahana al mecheski shayer rabbi kedoma beiluk shorim the kama Rabbi Yechonin kvar shonisa lonus handle. His Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Cheski, and there it says he taught Cheski kvar shonisa, he taught us ready that didn't handle. So al koponim, if the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechonin with a multitude of shailas asked Rav Kahane some estome, because in that time he didn't have a Rebbe anymore, Cheski was nifta. So that's why he had asked Rav Kahane the shailas. So how can that, so according to Rashi, how can you say that he told over Cheski the Choynoma, I asked him the shailas, and he said it goes according to Rebbe, it's not mistavel that he asked him shailas because Man Cheski Rabbi was alive. Number one. Number two, v'gam Rav Kahane lo yoy menir Cheski v'yoshev ne Rabbi Yochanan. Number two, why did Rav Kahane come and learn by Rabbi Yochanan? If Cheski is around, Cheski is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, so he should have entered the yeshiva of Cheski. Cheski was a greater Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Yochanan. Question number three. The Gemara in Baba Kama, they were teaching that Cheski had a yeshiva, that Rabbi Yechonin had a yeshiva, so if the Rebbe was alive, why there's no need for a yeshiva, you have Cheski's yeshiva. Elo nire. So Tosfos wants to say that not the way Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan told Cheski Dulchoinoma, he didn't tell Cheski, Cheski was already nifter. No, Dulchoinoma was told to his Talmidim, to the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, had Talmidim of from Bavel. Elonire shele Talmida mi Bavel shayu lefona fayayim Rabbi Yochanan Dulchoinoma. Hagavuche, this Moiradike Chasam Soifa on the Chubis, in Choshen Mishpat, Choshen Mishpat Simen Tes, yes, the Mamaslo Poshut. So the Rabbi, the Chasam Sofer says as follows, that it was a very, very interesting scenario that the yeshivas of Eretz Yisrael were full of Talmidim from Bavel. And the yeshivas of Bavel were full from the Talmidim of Eretz Yisrael. Now what is Pshat in this? So the Chasam Sofer says, because a person who wants to get completely involved in learning has to leave tildes ishta yubesoy. It's not shayach to be a yoshev bevayis and to be dovek and teirah. They're tildes. So therefore, that was the seder. The Seder was, so all those who wanted to remain by learning after the Chasana, or before the Chasana, they did not want to remain home. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says we find that Yaakov Avinu learned by Shem Ve'eva. And what was wrong to learn later? The father also, Rizik Talmud Chacham Yitzchak. No. You don't stay home. You go away. Ebigoylu Lamokim Torah. He said, Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a yeshiva that Kol Chachmei Yisrael came to the Yeshiva Rabbein HaKadosh there, they were Masada, all the Mishnayos, Kol Chachmei Yisrael were there. His son, Rab Shimon, did not learn by the father. Rab Shimon, he sent a different yeshiva. Azoy Zektach Sam Saifa. Because of this reason, at home you can't learn. There's too many tirdes, too many, things that take away from learning, some Amela. So that's pshat in the Dilchayim. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chesky was nifter ready, and Rabbi Yochanan just told his bavul deketamidim, you know, the Yid Rav Kahane said that the mission is going according to Rabbi. Ba'af agav de bezvochim per kodshe kadoshim omar, ki solik Rav Kahane ashkechei Rav Shimon berebi. Now, the Gemara says in Zvachim that when Rav Kahane came up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, he met Rav Shimon berebi. Mashmish, Rav Shimon berebi, hayadayin kain. So he met Rav Shimon berebi, he was still alive. Now, Vuhu hoya godo. Now, Rav Shimon Rebbe was greater. Vafilu mei Rav Chiye, Oviv shel Cheskiye. The Agmarei Sefer Tilun Kedemrin Pekama de Gdush. So, Memele, so, Rav Kahane, now, this is a merely problem over here. If, when Rav Kahane was Oilet, this is the Kasha, why didn't he go to learn by Cheskiye Rav Kahane? So Taisu said, well, Cheskiye was nifter ready. That's what the Cheskiye was nifter. Zuk Taisu Shem Shemaim. The Gemara says when Rav Kahane was Oile, he saw Rav Shimon ben Rebbe, who was greater than Rav Chiye, who was the father of Cheskiye. So why did he go to Rav Yochanan, of all people, to go and learn? He joined Rav Yochanan's yeshiva. Veinir klar shay menir Rav Shimon b'loim lefnei Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan yitzoch l'Rav Kahane dagmarei kol sveike da'abalei. Verkehrt, Rav Yochanan was a shtikol talmid of Rav Kahane. So why, if he had an opportunity to learn by Rav Shimon b'Rebbe? Ala yesh leimer d'shnei pa'omim olo Rav Kahane l'Eretz Yisrael. That means that he went two times to Eretz Yisrael. So that what the Gemara says, that he met Shimon Berebi, that was the first time. And he was speaking about the second time. And the second time, so Tais is saying so. So Rav Shimon Berebi wasn't alive, and Rav Chiye wasn't alive, and Cheskiye wasn't alive. So the only yeshiva around was Rav Yechon's yeshiva. That's why Rav Kahane the second time went to Rav Yechon's yeshiva. So, frek the Marsha, so why didn't Taisvis want to for Rashi? So my male Taisvis was made that Rav Kahane saw Rav Shimon ben Rebbe. He saw Rav Chiye, he saw Rav Cheskiye. So my male, so let us say that we're speaking about the first time. Rabbi Yochanan told Cheskiye when Cheskiye was alive. This is the Kasha. Cheskiye was alive, so why did Rabbi Yochanan learn from Rav Kahane? Well, that was the second time. But our Gemara is speaking about the first time. When Cheskiye was alive, thus Cheskiye was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, so Rabbi Yochanan told Cheskiye, Dolchay Nomar, that's going according to Rebbe. So, just like Toisvis is forced to be Machadish, there were two aliyas of Rav Kahane, so Mamela, Agamo is speaking about the first time. And for the Marsha, that, from the Gemara and Baba Kama, it seems, when Rav Kahane came to Rabbi Yochanan did not know him. Because when he came to Rabbi Yochanan's yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan did not know who Rav Kahane was. So you can't say, according to Rashi, can't fan for Rashi, that what he told Cheskiye was the first time he told him, Dilchoin Koma, because when he came to Rabbi Yochanan, which is the second time, that was the first time he met Rav Kahane. So that's Rashi, can't fan for, but according to Tosis, he can hold fan for. Dilchoin Koma is not speaking to Cheskiye. Chaykom is speaking to Talmidim and all these kashas, why Rav Kahane chose Rabbi Yochanan as Rebbe, because no one else was around by the second Aliyah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kosvai b'soichai. Now, the Mishnah says further, that if the first case was that if a person gave over a get and said, so but if it's kosfei b'soichai, but if the chutz miploini was written in the get, so then it says in the Mishneh, afa b'shechazo mochkei posel. So what is the Mishneh telling us? The Mishneh is telling us that if it was written in the get, so then that's a posel in the get. Like this, if it was not written in the get, the first case of our Mishneh, so it's a posel in the gerushin. The Gerishin need Balcha Vaisali Shachar, she should be able to marry anyone. So Mamela, so it's apostles and the Gerishin, so then it's sufficient if you make over a new Maisa Gerishin. But if it's written in the get, then it's apostles and the get. So then Afilochozo, Avabishachozo, Mochka, apostle, even though he erased it, but erasing it will not make it for a kosher get. So the Mishnah said that if it was written in the get, chutz, it's a posel get. Omar Rav Safra, kosvei b'soichet na, it's only a posel get, if it was written in the get. So the Gemara says, pshite, kosvei b'soichet na, that's what it says in the Mishnah. So Ma says, Mal de Taime, I would think, Hanimili la'achar ha-teref. I would think that when it is only possible, if it was written in the get, that's tafke la'achar ha-teref. That means after the teref was written, now we're being mamshech the teifis. So the teifis is not a ikar component of the get. So memele, so there it says, kosvei b'seichai, but if he wrote in the teifis, that chutz miplaini, so that passes the get. But, he'll tell the seifer before the ksivas ha-teifis, he'll tell the seifer, he says, no, I don't want this, that get should be matter her for everybody, for Beryl. I don't want it, it should be matter for her. It should be matter her to Beryl. So if the Baal will tell this to the Sefer after the Ksivas HaTeref, so Afilu, the Sefer is writing the Teifes with this intention, that he doesn't want to be matahor to Beryl, but it will not be mekalkul the get, because this get, even we will assume it's not written properly, the teifis, because it's written with an intent not to be matah to Beryl, but it's written with an intent not to be matah to Beryl, But this whole writing is not likuvah. So dal the teifis mache, it will be a kosher get. So that's how I could say pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, so if he wrote peferish in the get after the ksivas ha-teref, but I don't want that she should be muta to Beryl, chutz mi Beryl. No, he wrote that in the get, so it's written, so then it's teigdach nisht. But if he didn't write it in the get, so then there's no reason why it should be apostle. You can't say it's apostle of teifis, because the teifis is not ma'akeh. Asha enke, if it was the Baal told the Sefer before the Ksivas HaTeref, he told him the Sefer is writing, and the Baal says, you know, you write the get, but I'm telling you, I want that this get should be Matahar, but not Taberu. Not Taberu. I'm telling you what I want. And the Sefer writes, Harei Meteres L'Chalotu. So then I would think, but since the Baal told him that he wants that the get should not be Mata Taberu, so the Harei Meteres, a chain is as strong as the weakest link. That means the whole koyach of the sefer is through the tzivi abal, and the tzivi abal is not the barrel. So I would think this passes the Torah. Zok Rav Safre, but it doesn't pass all the Torah. And that's pshat, that means it will only pass if kosvei b'seichai. But a Torah that was written after a tzivi abal that said it should be chutz from beryl, such a teirif is not a possible of teirif. Now let's see again, the Gemara Rav Safra, kosvei b'soichei, only kosvei b'soichei is possible, but it's not kosvei b'soichei, it is only an amiras abal that should be chutz mi ploini. It will not passel the get. In fact, the Gemara pshite kosvei b'soichei, Moses says, no, without Rav Safra, I would say, ma detaime, that what the Mishnah says, that Amira is good. Amira doesn't pass off. Zichi yavadik, ksive, not Amira. Ma detaime, honey mili, leacher ha-teiref. If the Amira was after the teiref. So the teifes, which is being written afterwards, is not likuve. So then an Amira will not be mekalkulat. Aber lifne a teuref ha filo alpen a mi posu kamash melon. That's the chiddush of Rav Safra. So Rav Safra is coming to tell us that a filo before the ksivis ha teuref dav ke kos vaitnan. But a mire will not pasu even though the mire sabal was before the ksivis ha teuref. That is what Rav Safra says. The Rova Omar, and Rova says, no, I wish to disagree. Lo yishonu al l'achar ha-teiref. That the Mishnah that says that davke ksive passes, but Amira does not pass, that's davke l'achar ha-teiref. Avo lifnei ha-teiref afila alpen ami posel. But an Amira, lifnei ha-teiref will pass the teiref. So Memele, so the Mishnah, we have a dik in the Mishnah. Ksive passels, Amira doesn't passel. So now we have Machloikis, Rav Safra, and Rove, when was this said that Amira doesn't passel? Rav Safra holds Afilu an Amira, Koidem Ksive Sartoyref also will not passel. And Rove says no. That an Amira Koidem Ksive Sartoyref will passel. And this dik of the Mishnah is Davke, an Amira Koidem Ksive Sartoyfes. That's what Rove says. Ba'oz da rove letaimei, na rove goes letaimei, da omaluhu rove lahani de kosvi gite, he told the sofrim, shisku shesuki lebal at eksivalei letoiref de gite. That he told them that what the Baal wants to start talking and give you direction, he say, you just make sure he keeps quiet. We have to concentrate. I don't want to hear anything from you. You want me to write to get? You keep quiet. So Memele, because Rove held, because if the Baal will start opening up his mouth and tell them things, so it doesn't matter what they write, but their writing cannot be better than the Tzibui Baal. And he can make a lot of problems with his Tzibui. So therefore he said, don't let him talk till you finish writing the Torah. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi kosvei b'soichei tnan, davke kosvei b'soichei hu de leslei takanta. That's a psul in the get. Avo loy kosvei b'soichei. Afilo omar le'edim al menaskein. Even he told Edim that the get should be written av nashlet nasil pleini ein nifso bekach, it will not become nifso u bavach yemel ob shas mesir ared metas lo khalot. That means there is two shailas over here. There's a shaila And the ksivis haget, if it's a kosher get, it's called a sefer krisis. And there's also a shaila in the maisa gerishin. What kind of a gerishin is he making? So memele, so here the Rashi says, so long, as long as when it comes to the maisa gerishin, he's saying, so there's no psul in the ksibes haget. That's what Rava says. But Shema b'shas mesiret mitzvah chod. Ani mili dibinin kosve b'soichoi. V'loi mifsel b'may do'om alasadi l'kaisvoi. It doesn't become mifsel with the amire amanas kain. Heichedom alach iksivis hatoir. Amanas leitin osil aplein. The kivin the nichtav ikaraget koyde maskaras at nai loy mifsav amaydo amalasadi lekosvoi amanaskein lekosvoi besayche behedye. And that is what Rav Safros and Rovot Afilape shere ikar haget amanaskein nichtav kamashmo Rav Safre besayche davke kama. And there's no psul of amira filo koydim ksivis atayre. Shisuki shaske nosvu boy they scrimped him shlo yaske shum tonight. Now before we go further, I'd like to mention two ores. One ore from the Yelus Hashacha, one ore from the Pnei Yeshua. We have here a machloikis between Rav Safra and Rove. If before the Sefer is writing Harei and Materes L'Chalodom, so the Baal is giving him instructions, you know, you write the Gepa, let me tell you, I don't want, it's Chutz Mibel. Let me, I'm just tell you this. And the Sefer writes very three mystic Harei and Materes L'Chalodom. That's what he's writing, right? And then later they calm down the husband and by the Geirish and he said, "Alright, we tell us the whole of the time." But the Shai, so we have Machlikis, Rav Safra and Rove, if this is a Ksiva Psula. So Rove holds, he's writing up Ksiva Yabal. The Sefer has to write up Ksiva Yabal. And the Baal says, the Chutz Mibel. So the Ksiva was Chutz Mibel. He needs Tzivei Abal. He can't write in his own accord. He needs Tzivei Abal. So he can't write more than the Baal told him. The Baal told him, Chutz Mibel. That's as far as Rava. So Rava is very understandable. We have to understand Rav Safra. What does Rav Safra say? Well, later you change your mind. But now we need Tzivei Abal. And Bishas Tzivei, it's a Tzivei Chutz Mibel. This the Yelus Hashacha asks. And he just says as follows. He says, well, you have to know why you need Tzivei Abal. So there's two mahalchim we had before, why you need Tzivei Abal. There's one mahalach because Isha lav legerish in kaim. You can't, a person can't write a get for an Isha that it's not called Lishmo, it's she's not lav legerish in kaim. He can't write a get for a woman who's not Oymid legerish. That's what you need to say. You have to hear the Baal is Oymid legerish. You need to see the Baal. So here the Baal comes and tells the Sefer, write the get, I want to give her a get, write the get, but chutz mibel. So that's what I need Tzivu Yabal, is to inform me that Lagarish and Kaima. So I hear from the Baal, he wants to be Megarish. I mean, that I hear, tell him, made a Sefer, he should write a get for his wife. So I hear it's Lagarish and Kaima. Now, the Baal wants to make a posel a get. I mean, the way he's wording it, it'll be a posel a get. So Memele, so on that I don't need the Baal anymore. That means as long as I could be Mevara, that's legerish in kaime, and that I hear from the Baal's legerish in kaime, so all the whims of the Baal gave me Megolnish Tov. Then I can write, it's legerish in kaime, I can write it to be Megarish, and I'm writing a kosher get. He's an Amor, it's the Baal, so he's telling me to make it like this and this, but, I mean, we could understand if the Baal will tell the Sofer, you know, my wife's name is Yente. Yente is Yud Ayin Nun Tes Hey. Yente Mestam is Tes Aleph. So if he'll write Tes Aleph, will be apostle again, because the Baal told him, I mean, this is, I have to hear from you, you want to give her a get. Your day is how to write a get. I'm more educated than you. So Memele, so that's the first Mahalach in the Ayelos HaShach. But he says, but if the purpose of the Tzivi HaBaal is to make him a shliach, he has to be a shliach. Now, I'm making you a shliach not to be mounted to battle. So he doesn't understand. So the Sefer says, well, we'll see what you'll decide. But he has to be a shliach now, and now the Chod is a shliach, so he doesn't understand Rav Safra. Fine. Okay, that's Ha'orah number one. That's from the Ayelos HaShach. Now there's a Gevaldike Ha'orah from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is Ma'irer as follows. Let's talk about Rav. Rav said as follows. Rav said that Rav Fakhet holds very much of the Ayelos HaShach as Ha'orah. If the Baal told the Sofer that he should write a get for my wife, Chutz Miberl, so even though he wrote to the Torah, but it can't be more than what the Baal was mitzav. That's what Rav says. It's a possible get. It's a possible min haTorah to get. It's according to Chutz, it's a possible min haTorah. What if he told them after the Ksivis haTorah, if he told them about the Ksivis haTorah, So then it doesn't matter what he said, Rava says, because a full of the typhus won't be written at all. It's also kosher again. So the typhus was written chutzabach. I mean, you don't need the typhus to be marshed again, so then there's no psul. But, vrek the helik of Pnei Yeshua, but if the Baal said after the ksibis ha-toyref, he said this get should be written so the Taifas, the Ksivas HaTaifas is not important, but the Edom heard this, and the Edom, loimi boy according to Rameya, that Edom Simekar, see? So if Rava holds a Toiref that was written after Tzivi HaBaal that said Chutz Miberl's Apostle of Toiref, so Achsimus HaEidim, that was written after Tzivi HaBaal, that said Chutz Miberl, should be Apostle Achsimus. You need Achsimus. Nefil, according to Rabbi Lezer, that's Eidim Mesir HaKarsi, but Mezuiv Mitaychi is Apostle, be the Rabbono. So you have a Psul in the Achsimus. So the Achsimus was Achsimus Shalei Shem Gerishin. I mean, it was, they were told to Chasma and they get Chutz Miberl. As if like the Pnei Yeshua Kash. So, after the Ksibis HaTeif, we have a new problem of the Edom, of the Ksibis HaTeif. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. So, because of this Kasha, the Pnei Yeshua says, I got news for you. He never spoke to the Edom. The Edom never knew about this, 100%. He spoke to the Sefer. That's all. The Edom came later. They don't know anything about Buddha. The Pnei Yeshua avoided this problem. But the Edom, he says, he never spoke to the Edom. He only spoke to the Sefer, and in the Sefer, so there, Rav said it matters if he spoke to the Sefer for the Torah, if it's bitter, before the Taifas, after the Torah, if it's no problem, because the Taifas is not Mark. Fine, beautiful. Now, I just have one problem. The Lashon of Rashi by me is, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi speaks about Edom, Edom. Kosvu b'seichet nan, Dafke kosum seichet lesi takanta, aber like kosum seichet for la oma la edim, almanas kain, and in nifsu bakach, wait shalom bishad, yeah, the oma la edim, hani milid vini kosum seichet, le mifsu bamait oma la sadi, le kais, ve almanas kain, le oma la sivin, yeah. Aber le mifsu bamait oma la sadi, le kais, ve almanas kain, le kosum seichet, Rashi, I don't know why Rashi mentions edim. That's not their problem. But Rashi mentions Edom, so Lachaire, And these are also the Edom of the Chasman the Get. I don't know. I don't know. La'ira Bosi. Now, let's go further. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbona. Kol atanoin poislam beget divrei Rebbe. Now, Rashi says, Shreklech Epshan, poislam beget, im kasvei besoichai afilu neskayim atanai. So it means Rashi is saying, that's how Tosfos understands Pshat and Rashi. That means that, Rebbe says, if a Tanai was written in the get, Arev Materas Lucholodom, a Menas Shatit Nali Masayim Zos, a very innocent Tanai. She got the get, she gave him Masayim Zos, so we think that it's finished already. Baruch Hashem. So Rebbe says, no, it's a possible get. It's a possible, because she wrote a Tanai in the get. Since this Tanai was written in the get, it's a possible get. Kol hatnoim, all tnoim. And Rashi learns all means a philosophy is kaimo. The all tnoim, poislam, beget. Divrei Rebbe. The Chachamim aimrim, the Chachamim say, nah, the kosher poisel alpe, poisel beksa, there's no such thing. If he would have said it alpe, would passel the get, so then if it's written in the get, so, if you would say it al pen would passel the geirishin, so it's written in the get, so it's a posel a get. Kol she posel al pe, posel b'ksav, but kol she ne posel al pe, by saying it al pe, it doesn't passel the geirishin. He says, I'm not shetit ne mesayim zuz, so that's very well. So it's a good night, ain't a posel b'ksav. So he explains, v'chachamim, chut she posel al pe, that means, if he would tell about Pe'ereid Matas L'Cholodom Chutz Mi'Pleini, that passes a Pe'ereid Matas. So that means it's not a get. If it's a P'sul on the Geirishin, it's a P'sul on the get. Al-Menashe Einei Pe'ereid Matas, so Al-Menashe Titli Masayim Zuz, which is not a passless Pe'ereid Matas, Einei Pe'ereid Matas. Fine. What does Rashi say? Chutz shepoisel bape, tavi shir beget. Chutz is a shir in the geirishin. Amar Rabbi Zeire. So now, we have here, we're not too clear yet, but we have to go a little further to get a little clearer. But we have here a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachomim. We have a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachomim. If a Tanai that's written in the get, passels the get. Rebbe holds it does passel, we have to understand why, and the Rabbanan holds it does not passel. Amar Reb Zeire. So Zeire said, Machlekes lifnei hateref. It's speaking about that the Tanai was written before the Teref. The Rebbe Sova gozrinin al menas otuchutz. That means that the Rebbe held that conditions, that means if you're going to say, you're going to write a condition in the get, so, Reuven is going to write in his get, Amenashe Titli Masayim Zuz. And he asks the Rav, no problem whatsoever. You can write Amenashe write in the get. So, the Rav said you can write conditions, I'm going to write a different condition. Chutz mi beru. The Rav said, I don't have to ask the Rav already. You ask the Rav. So Memele, so Rav Zeire said, Machloikis lifnei hateref. The Rebbe sova gazrinen almenas otuchutz. Rabbanon sovri lei gazrinen almenas otuchutz. That's Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbanon. If we goizam, that means almenas is a condition, is chutz is a condition. When we goizam, you're 100% right. There's no legitimate reason to passel the get by writing Mashim Masayim Zuz. But the Rebbe said you have to be geyser if conditions can be written in the get. So So someone will make a different condition, which will pass all the get. So Memele, no conditions. And the Rabbanon say, there's no such thing that Amanas is no problem, and we want Geyser Amanas Atachus. But what if this condition was written after the Teiref was written? So after the Teiref, we'll see in Teisves, we won't explain it yet, but we'll see in Teisves, after the Teiref, Afilu, you write Chutz in the get, after the Ksivis HaTeiref, it's only possible with Rabbah. In a Torah, it's a kosher. The get was written, everything was written kosher v'yosha. Then in the middle of the typhus, he sticks in chutz mi-beru. It's a kosher get in a Torah. So then chutz, this condition, after the ksibis ha-teref, is only a psulta rabona. So a psulta rabona, the one geyser, amenas or the chutz, because it's gzeire l'gzeire. So that's what Rav Zeire said. Like is lifne atayrif, because their chutz would be absurdly arises, so they were guys al menas auto chutz according to Rebbe. But after the tayrif, so chutz is only absurd rabbanon, so they weren't guys. I feel according to Rebbe, they weren't guys al menas auto chutz. They were hakol kosher. Umas nisen diktoni kosvay. Now, so let's put the pieces of the puzzle together. Umas nisen diktoni kosvay. The Mishnah says he wrote in the get in its puzzle. Phil Mechika doesn't help. Vokim no bechutz. And the Mishnah speaking about he said Mishnah speaking about chutz. Our Mishnah says klo almanas is good. Afke chutz is not good. Av almanas loy puzzle. Zok Rab Zeire Iboy Yisayme Lifnei HaTeirif. Could be the Mishnah speaking about that he wrote the Almenas Lifnei HaTeirif V'Rabona. It's going according to the Rabona. Iboy Yisayme La'achar HaTeirif V'Divrei Hakel. Could be it's speaking about that Chutz is Tak Apostle and Almenas will be kosher, like what you just said, Afilu Rabbi, that's what Rabbi Zeire said, because Rabbi is made l'acha teirev, since chutz l'acha teirev is only possible mid rabbanon, so menas is exer l'exer. The Rava Omar, and Rava said, no, machloikis l'acha teirev. The whole machloikis Rabbi and the rabbanon, if they passed, that they wrote al menas, if they passed one condition, not to another condition, the whole machlokes is l'achar ha-teiref. There is a machlokes that the rabbonon holds since l'achar ha-teiref chutz is only possible with the rabbonon, so it's a gzeire l'gzeire. And Rebbe holds kulachod gzeire. I call the gzeire that there were guys chutz almanas oto chutz. The Rebbe sova gazrinen oto lifnei ha-teiref. Rabbonon sova gazrinen oto lifnei ha-teiref. I mean, it's all one big gzeire oto chutz lifnei ha-teiref. So Rava says, but they says everyone is moide that lifnei ha-teiref it's possible. Umas nisen diktoni kosvu. The Mishnah says kosvu by chutz is possible. Vokim no b'chutz aber manas loy possible. Is speaking about achar teiref harabonani. So according to Rove, lifnei ha-teiref, everyone holds amanas is possible. So we're speaking about achar ha-teiref, it's going according to the rabbon. Period. Busak Rashi so far, machlek is amanas the rabbi v'rabonan, shekosvei lifnei ha-teiref. Vokim na b'chutz, pereish pirkim, shminim la'adilu ba'amanas avilu kosvei b'soichai kosha. So that's speaking about, that's the Tulashayna says, is according to Rab Zeire, could be speaking about Lacha Teref and the Verhakel, could be speaking about Lifnei Teref, it's going a little bit the Rabbon. According to Rave, it can only be going Lacha Teref, but a little bit the Rabbon. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tony avua de Rabovin kame de Rabzeire. Avua de Rabovin, the father of Rabovin, said over Bereise to Rabzeire. The Bereise said as follows. Kosab get altnai divrei hakel posel. That's what it says in the Bereise. Now this is a shrek. Reb Zeira holds that there's a machlokes between the machlokes Rabbi and the Rabbonis lifnei atayrev. Lachat haveim lo tzkosha. Lifnei atayrev is a machlokes Rabbi and the Rabbonis. And here the Bereise says, Kosov get al tnai divrahako posel. Divrahako posel, according to Reb Zeira, bo miflik pligi. Ela'emo v'divrei hakel kosha. So he told them, you know, this Bereise you said over, Mustama, you didn't chazer them good. Mustama, the Bereise said, Divrei Hakel Kosher, and it's speaking about Lacher HaTeir. Frag the Gemara, Mechidomi Lacher HaTeir. Frag the Gemara, V'leima Hareze Apostle V'Rebbe. So the Gemara asked,
as he have Zeire made
a greis in the Bereise. You said over the Bereise incorrectly. So why did he have to say that the Bereise doesn't say the Rahakal Apostle, so the Rahakal Kosher? Maybe in the Bereise, maybe you're right by Apostle, but I raise the Apostle, and it's going according to Rabbi. Rabbi Apostle's Kaidam Atayev. The Rabbi. Something Moses says, how could he say, Areze, Tana Divrei Hakel is Nayu? How could he say, Areze, Apostle, the Bereise says, Divrei Hakel, Sal Kocher, he can't make such a guise. So now the Gemara says, Kosher, Beposel, Michlefle. That a person could make a mistake. That means, Kosher, Apostle, everything was Baal Peh, so Lamaiseh, man, you can make a mistake, Kosher Apostle. So Memele, so you said, it's a Divrei Hakel Kosher, it's Divrei Hakel Apostle, Divrei Hakel Kosher. Aber Reise, but Divrei Hakel, like Michlofle, this is another, it's another, memre, it's a Divrei Hakel, you made a mistake, Reise, it's going according to one, that a person would make a mistake. Frag the Gemara, Sofi Rashi, Eima Divrei Hakel Kosher, Rabbi Zeira Letamei, Duki Plukteb Lefnei HaTeref, Hilker Divrei Hakel Posel, Lei Meshkachas Lo, because the Rabbana Marsh, Leima Lei Rabbi Zeira Letane, Tni Areze Posel, Lei Tisni Divrei Hakel, Leima Rebbe, Oma Atone Divrei Hakel Esnaya, Al Kocher Divrei Hakel Esnaya, Rabbi Letane, that's Mr. Tama what he heard, Die ist nahe Reise, aber Michel bleibt bei Divrei Hakel, viele Schocher gilse Shaloi, but this is, aber Kosche bei Posse Michel bleibt, Schocher Schmuose, lach, ja mal leid, tani Divrei Hakel, taki, die Chassel ein Divrei Hakel, kamekli, Hakel Kosche, de Mistavre, de Hoche Agmere Rabbe, Divrei Hakel Kosche.